Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Tet. So we had gotten up to the response of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachi Ashores about Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, and just want to remind you that Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu was the first time that Moshe appears in the Torah back before the Marble, where we had the coming down of the Rephaim, who the Malachi Chavolah, they became those Malachim, who were the Nephilim. And it says over there, Yuyam of Me'av Esrim Shana, which was that they were the ones that had originally been the Malachim that said, Ma'enosh ki tizkerenu, initially. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them whether they thought they could do a better job than Adam, and they said yes, and then they became the Nephilim that came down to the Oretz that were Mekalkal, Vayikra B'nei Elohim, Vayichulam Nashim, Mikol HaShabacharu. The next pasuk is the Vayuyam of Me'av Esrim Shana, B'shigamu Basar, and so on. That was the remiss to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this whole discussion is basically a closure. The original appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu is to deal with the issue of Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, and Torah is given only with Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu answered. And the Knesset Eretz Yisrael, the last act of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the remnants of those Nephilim, which was Sichon V'Og, which now introduces Sefer Dvorim. Just a reminder. Okay, anyway, so we're back and on Daf Pei Tet. And the last thing we learned was that all of the Malachim that heard what Moshe Rabbeinu said, they immediately, Miad Hodu Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now one-fifth of the way down on the Daf. And we're up to Kol Echad V'Echad Na'aseh Lo Ohev. All right, so every one of these Malachi Ashares fell in love with Moshe and gave him a gift. And each one gave them a gift according to what it was that they were specifically adept at. Umasar lo davar, shenemar, alita lamarom, shavita shevi, lakachta matanot ba'adam. You, Moshe, you came up to the Shamayim and you captured the Torah as if it were spoils of war. And you took gifts as a human. What's the pshat as a human? Oh, because they were saying that, what are you? Maze yuludi shabeinenu. And they were making fun of the fact that you were a human. So, bischar shekar ucha adam. Since the malachim had initially put you down by calling you an adam, and in the end you showed them the advantages of adam to be makabel Torah, because of that, lakachta matanot. And the truth is, even the malachim of us gave Moshe Rabbeinu a very special gift. What was that gift? It says that at the time that there was the terrible outbreak of the Magefa, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, run quickly before everybody's killed over here. Take the Keteres. So Aaron goes, he takes the Keteres, and he says, V'yamod ben ha-metim u'ben ha-chayim. And indeed, the Ketoret stops the spreading of the Magefa. V'yilav da'omale, if the Balach HaMavet hadn't been the one to tell Moshe Rabbeinu about the power of the Keteret to do this, how in the world would he have known it? It's nothing. There's nothing in the Torah that describes the relationship of Magefa to Keteret. One Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We continue now with the Maimonim of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we began yesterday. B'sha'ash yarad Moshe milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down from Har Sinai, the Satan came and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, what happened to the Torah? I didn't see it anywhere. Torah hechani. Omar lo netati al haaretz. I've given it to the earth. Halach etzel haaretz. Omar lo Torah hechani. Amralo Elohim Evin Darka. What are you coming to me about the Torah? It says that God alone knows its place. All of these are psukim in Iyov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where the Torah is. We find a series of psukim that we're going to be derish over here in the 28th parak of Iyov that relate to the hidden nature of Torah, and in which it appears that there was a tzad to say that the Torah can be noted here, the Torah can be noted there. And it turns out that in each place, you cannot get to an actual picture of the Torah. So in the fact of the development of the earth itself, there's no way to be megala the Torah. Halach etzel yam. Amarlo ein imadi. That's true, because the next pasuk says, v'yam tahom amarlo bihi. Yam amar ein imadi. So we're darshing these psukim. הלך את אותו, אמר לו, אין בי, שנמרתום אמר, לא בי, וים אמר, אין עמדי, אבדון ומוות, even אבדון ומוות, say, באוזנינו שמענו שמה, we've heard something about the Torah, but we certainly are not able to tell you about it. So he חזר ואמר לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, חיפשתי בכל הארץ ולא מצאתי, can't find it anywhere. אמר לו, לך אצל בן אמרם, he must know. הלך אצל משה, אמר לו, תורה שנתן לך הקדוש ברוך הוא, איך אני? Where is this Torah that God has given you? אמר לו, מה אני? שנתן לי הקדוש ברוך הוא תורה? What are you talking about, man? How would I be ראוי that the Torah should be given to me? It's a ridiculous assumption you're making. אמר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, הקדוש ברוך הוא says to Moshe, Moshe, בדוי אתה, what's going on over here? Are you a phony? אמר לפניו ריבונה של עולם, am I supposed to take credit that you gave me the Torah? חמודה גנוזה יש לך שאתה משתשע בה בכל יום, you have this incredible treasure of which you enjoy every single day. אני אחזיק טובה לעצמי, and I'm supposed to tell the Sutton over here that you actually gave it to me. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, הילו מיד את עצמך, תיקרא על שמך. Because of the fact that you don't take credit for the Torah, the Torah will be called on your name. שנאמר זכרו, תורת משה. Okay, so we have over here the beginnings of, as we know, actually Tosis points out, when it says over here the Satan was looking for the Torah, it's because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matrid, the Malach HaMavetz, which is the Satan, b'shas matan Torah, so that there shouldn't be any kitrug at that point, because it was obvious that Kol Yisrael was going to be choyte, and it wouldn't take them much time at all for them to be choyte be'egel, and that would have meant that we would never have gotten past the first stage of Kabbalah Sater, which is, of course, a remarkable kind of thing, because one would think that that Kabbalah Satera was useless, since in the end it was destroyed by the ego. Turns out, of course, as we know from Chag HaShavuos, that that was the mocker of the Torah. In which case, we had to get past that first hump, so to speak, in order to be mekabel the Torah that was given to us, and then go through all of the disasters in which we would ultimately be able to be chayzer, exactly the same way that Maaseh Bereishis. We had to first get over that hump in Gan Eden, and then go through all of the disasters to get back to Gan Eden. And it's exactly the same thing that happens to us in our lives. First, we have to get over that first hump, grow up a little bit, and then you're convinced you know everything. And then you go through life and go through all the disasters, find out you don't know anything, and so on. Okay, so this was true. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? It was matrit, the Satan, which we often find, which is part of the whole shirish of the Sefer Eov, remember, and that's why all of this is in Eov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matrid the Satan with Avdi Eov to get him out of the way so that there wouldn't be kitrug at the time of the choice of Avram Avinu and so on. And this is a pattern. And therefore, we find all of these in Yonim here in Sefer Eov. So, this was the beginning of the next story in which we find that indeed the Satan did his darndest to be able to bring about the Maaseh Ego. So, Avraham Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. בשעה שעלה משה למרום, מצאו לקדוש ברוך הוא שהיה קושר כתרים לאותיות. משה comes up to the שמיים, and there is הקדוש ברוך הוא carefully, laboriously writing the Torah, and he's putting on all of these little additional כתרים, which are the letters shot in his guts, in different places where we have a Kabbalah that you have to put these little zions on the אותיות. אמר לו, so משה was quiet. אמר לו, הקדוש ברוך הוא says to Moshe, who's sitting there watching, hey, Moshe, אין שלום בעירך? What's going on? Where do you come from? Nobody says hi anymore. You're sitting over here, sitting there like a dumb cup. You're not saying anything. אמר לו, אמר לפניו כלום, יש עבד שנותן שלום לרבו, be a chutzpah for me to say anything. I mean, I just came in here. So actually, it's a big shaila, because we know that there's a shear of the Toch Kedei Dibur. Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedei She'ilat Shalom of Talmid L'Rav, right? According to Maimon D'Omer. But according to Moshe, you're not supposed to be ever saying Shalom L'Rav. It's interesting that there are those who actually pass in that. and understand that the din of Shalom L'Rav is l'achzir Shalom L'Rav, but not to actually instigate Shalom L'Rav, because out of Mora, Rav Rabbeinu Yonah Paskins, you wouldn't say anything. You would just stand there and not say anything, as if you have something. You're going to ask, how are you doing? Who are you to ask, how are you doing? So Mevela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted that. And all that he had to say was, okay, but you're just sitting there. Hayalaka la'azreini? You don't think you should have lent me a hand? I mean, I'm doing a heck of a lot of work over here. So I would have expected at least a bracha. You know, I should be matzliach, because this is tough work. Remember, this is all in preparation for Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara Menachos ends up explaining. And the only one who's going to be able to be derish these days, yes, is Rabbi Akiva. And this, of course, was Moshe Rabbeinu's big question at that moment. Here, the Gemara skips over that whole discussion. So you should have at least given me a bracha, that I should be matzliach, and that Klal Yisrael should be roi for these kitrei otiot. Miyad amarlo. So the next time we find an aliyah of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Yigdal na koyach Hashem kasher dibarta. So indeed, the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become greater and greater, as you mentioned to me earlier. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mai dechtiv vayara am ki boshesh Moshe l'redet binahar. So what is boshesh supposed to mean? Now, obviously, this boshesh has got to go back, because this ends up being a reconstruction of the entire chait in Gan Eden, which is veloyut boshashu. So the boshesh Moshe, which restores mortality and brings us back to achinka adam temutun, how do we darshan the boshesh in terms of what the people were thinking? So al tikri boshesh el bo'u shesh. The sixth hour had arrived. What is that supposed to mean? It means like this. Bisha'a Shalom Moshe Lamoram, Malam Yisrael Lesof Arba'im Yom, Bitchilat Shesh Aniba. At the end of 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up to Har Sinai, and he wanted the people to know when he would be back, that they shouldn't expect him before. So he said, at the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when I'm going to return. Now, Lamaisa, he meant at the end, this is how Rashi understands it, at the end of 40 days means 40 full days. The same situation that we had with the Shlosh Yimei Shlosh Yimei Prisha. And there Moshe understood that we have to be talking about full days. We don't count part days. He meant the same thing over here. So today, which is the seventh day of Sivan, when I'm going up to the Shamayim, this day doesn't count. But at the end of 40 full days, I will be back. So that was on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Now the people thought that he was coming back on the 16th of Tammuz. So indeed, on the 16th of Tammuz, the Satan comes, as the Medrash says, and Bo Satan Irvev Et HaOlam, and he shows them Anan, Arafel, Irvuvia. Everybody is completely distressed. They don't even know why. Everything feels awful. The world looks like it's coming to an end. They feel some great tragedy must have happened. And he says to the people, what happened over here with your Moshe guy? Moshe Rabchem Echanu? Amru lo ala lamarom? Amar lahem, listen, Bo Sheish, it's already time for him to come back. Obviously he ain't coming. V'lo yishgichu ala. They paid no attention. They understood that they were being tempted. Mate, lo yishgichu ala, he's dead. Nah, don't believe it. So then the Satan shows them Dmut Mitato. There's a massive image in the Shamayim of Moshe Rabbeinu lying on a mitav meitim, as if he couldn't make it through the 40 days with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when they say to Aaron, they seem to be pointing to something, because they say, Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. What do you mean, ki zeh? They should have said, Ki Moshe ha'ish. If you say, zeh Moshe ha'ish, it means you're pointing to something. You're saying, see, there's Moshe ha'ish, lo yadano mehoyala. What was that pointing? That was to the image that had been presented to them. So a certain Rav asks Rav Kahana, do you have a pshat in why the har in which the Torah was given on is called Har Sinai? Because its real name is Chorev, as we find earlier when Moshe Rabbeinu was with the Tzon of Yisrael. So it's Har HaElohim, which is Chorev. So why is it called Har Sinai? Omar lo har shenazu bo nisim li Yisrael. This was the mountain of miracles, because remember that everyone had died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the towel of Tchiyat HaMetim, as we saw yesterday. That must be why it's called Har Sinai. Omar le, excuse me, but then it should have been called Har Nisai, not Har Sinai. I mean, well, how would you explain the inversion of the letters? Okay, so then it's because Har Shenaseh Siman Tov le Yisrael. Please mute yourselves. This was the place at which the first simonim of the godless of Yisrael were expressed, and was the Har Shenaseh Siman Tov le Yisrael. So then why wasn't it called Har Simonai? Why is it called Har Sinai? Oh, man. I love it when guys who don't know anything about it got it to try to come up with sforas, you know? You would have learned by somebody who knows something about these matters. Then you wouldn't have understood how to answer my question. Uh-huh. So Rav Kahana, how come you didn't go to learn by Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereder of Yoshua that they are Ma'ayin Bagadata? The Rav Chista and Rabba Bereder of Huna Damritar Vayu. My Har Sinai, why is it called Har Sinai? Har Shiyarda Sin'a La'akumalav. Sinai means the mountain of hatred. And this is two directions. It's a bi-directional hatred. A hatred of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Umayis HaElam that rejected the Torah. And in other places we find the mountain in which the Akum learned to hate the Jews because of the fact that they could never forgive them for being the ones who were Mekabel the Torah. So this was the mountain of anti-Semitism. We find five different names for the general wilderness that surrounds Eretz Yisrael. And as Tosis points out, even though there are specific areas, each one that has its specific name, all of the names can be used to refer to this whole area. So it's called Midbar Tzin, why Tzin, it's the notion of Tzivoy, Shenitztavu Yisrael Alav. It's called Midbar Kadesh, because Klal Yisrael Nitkachu Alav. It's called Midbar Kdemot, when Moshe Rabbeinu sends the Meraglim, Shenatna Nitna Keduma Alav. That which was Kodma Le'olam, as we saw before, the Torah was Kodma Le'olam Apayim Shana, it was given to Yisrael there. It's called Midbar Paran, because it was the place Sheporu Verovu Alel Yisrael. It's the place that Klal Yisrael were able to reproduce spectacularly, because after Kabbalah Satera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shuvu Lachem Lo Alechem, which means that Har Sinai was a special place for reproduction. That was the whole discussion we had before about Moshe Rabbeinu, who did not go back to his oil at that moment. And indeed, all of the people that were present there became pregnant, and they all had sons, and so on. So therefore, it's called Paran. Midbar Sinai was indeed Shiorda Sin'a La'akum Alav. What was the real name of that place? Chorev. Upligid Rabbi Abohu. The Omar Rabbi Abohu, on the contrary. Har Sinai was the actual name of the mountain, but Pashtas Al Shem Sana'im was a place where there was a lot of low-growing sneh. So it's like the sneh that Moshe Rabbeinu had seen. And that was basically its name. Why is it referred to as Har Chorev? Har Chorev Shiyarda Churva La'akum Alav. It was the place where ultimate destruction for the Umayis HaElam that did not accept the Torah was there established. The next thing in the Mishnah is Minayin Shekoshrim Lashon Shel Zehirut. And we learned it, Zuhurit, and we learned it out of the pasuk of Im Yuchatayichem Kashanim Kasheleg Yalbinu. Now, Shanim is a little bit strange because, I mean, if we're trying to say it's Kishani, I mean, you could tell me we're talking in the plural, but then if we're talking in the plural, it should have been consistent. If it's going to be like a lot of Shani, meaning a lot of scarlet thread, then kishlagim, it will be like a lot of snow. But it does not add up to say kashanim, kashelek. I mean, if you're trying to contrast the scarlet with the bright white, so then you should say kashani, not like kashanim. So kashanim, kashanim, boy, like that's the word for scarlet, isn't it? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. By the way, it's an interesting thing that that became, of course, the simon of Chet, as in the scarlet letter. So specifically, Shani, that is a remes to the Bizoyan of Chet. So what is it, Shanim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, there's an additional amazing remes here. Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Im Yuchata Eichem Kashanim Halalu. Normally, we always excuse the Chataim of Yisrael because it's like the remez at the time of the Akedah Shal Yitzchak, Nechaz Bisvach. So we see that the real Yisrael is easily brushed off of Chet and simply got caught up. Anybody can get caught up. You get caught up for a moment, you make a mistake, you panic, whatever. And then when the person does teshuvah, so the chait simply brushes off of him, as opposed to sa'ir, which we say is meramis to Esav, where over there everything gets caught up and remains. However, if you're talking about a situation where Klal Yisrael has established itself, and this is absolutely wild, as the Rambam points out in Hilchot Ta'anit, that Klal Yisrael has established a multi-millennia insane, continued nuttiness of doing the same type of inexplicable behavior. The pattern never changes. Only the names are changed for whatever latest nuttiness it is. But the basic underlying nuttiness remains exactly the same. The craziest people in the world. So it doesn't matter whether you're worshiping the great fly at one time or the big fish at another time or the great religion at another time or bowing down to walls around the Beis HaMikdash at another time. It's all the same insanity. And we never find that there's ever any change. And this is the reason, as the Rambam says, for the Arba Tainias, as opposed to the normal Tainias, which is locally responsive, the Arba Tainias are meant to bring out the patterns of Chata'am Avonam and Avon Avotamitam, and therefore you would say that you cannot excuse and you cannot be mechaper on something that has been established over a period of thousands of years as being the real underlying inside behavior of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, all of the Hasidish is speaking about the Pintel Yid and the inside Kedusha of Yisrael is a bunch of garbage, and they do not deserve Kapor. Comes along this Pasuk, Kashanim. Forget about scarlet letters. We're talking about scarlet years. So the Shanim mean like the number of years from Maaseh Bereishis onwards, in which you're acting out the same type of nutty behavior as the first human, and Adam Atem, and therefore you'd think it's hopeless? Meh. Kesheleg Yalbinu. It's still just some crazy pattern, but it's the same pattern. It is not something that is really internalized the same way that people do. It's an amazing thing, right? People just go back to doing exactly the same thing because it's what they're used to, basically, right? I mean, if you'd ask them whether you have any enjoyment of this kind of life or this kind of rat race or this kind of career, whatever it is, they would tell you, no, it'd be the best thing in the world if I could press a button and start something new. I just don't know how. So I go back to doing the same crazy thing, even though I have no idea why I'm doing the same crazy thing. And therefore, it's still shayach to be as clean as kasheleg yalbino. Okay, amazing. Dorash Rava. My dichtiv lechuna v'nivakcha yomar Hashem. What is exactly lechuna? I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking Klal Yisrael, come to me, let's discuss this. What should it say? Bona, come to me, v'nivakcha, we'll argue it out. I'm going to tell you what it is that you've done wrong. And then, im yuchata echem kashanim kasheleg yalbino, im yadimu katola katsemer yiyu. And this, of course, is the introduction to the concept of Yom HaKippurim that we're bringing here, and that every Yom Kippur we actually relate to this concept of changing the entire structure from the very beginning, from the Shanim Halalu, and that it's wrong to look at Yom Kippur as a annual cleanup. It's not an annual cleanup. It is basically an existential reworking. That's what it's meant to be, and that's why we put the chut, that is the Zuhurit between the Loshet Shel Zuhurit between the horns of the Seir Mishtaleach. So it's meant to be a very profound remez to us. So how do you understand the pasuk? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us for let's have it out, why does he say go instead of saying come? The whole thing is the wrong kind of ambience over here. So my dichtiv lechuna v'nivakha, lechuna bona mi boyle, please come and let's discuss it. Yomar Hashem. Then why does it say Yomar Hashem? Yomar Hashem. Amar Hashem. Isn't this something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always calling us to do? So this seems to be referring to some kind of special, specific event that has not yet happened. What is this? Ah, this is the final dealing with these problems. Le'atid lavo. Yomar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to Yomar Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Look, I don't want to put you into a position in which I'm crushing you. Why don't you go to the Aves, and let them tell you what you've done wrong? You know, been talking to me for all of these years, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and you're coming to me for, you know, Mevi Goel, Livnei Vneim, Laman Shemo, Melech, Moshiach, Magen. How about discussing it with them? Because that's the one, those are the ones that have a vision of what you're supposed to be like. So Klal Yisrael says the most incredible thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yomru lefanav, Ribono shel Olam. Exactly who are we supposed to go to that has any kind of real feelings for us? I mean, should we go to Avram? When you told Avram, Yodo ateda ki ger yebez zaracha beretz lo lahem arba meot shana, the whole thing, what did he do? He sat there like a dumkop. Did he say, no, chas v'shalom, save my children, don't allow this to happen? No. In the end, it was Eitza Amuka of Avram Avinu. He's the one that accepted this. He thought it was a great idea. It's all very nice for him not to care. I mean, he's not going to be around. Nobody did anything for us. We're not going to go to him. Who should we go to? Should we go to Yitzchak? Oh, he's the worst of them all. He's the one who gave these brachas to Esav. You know how much hell we got from those brachas? He's the author of the Holocaust. What, are we going to go complain to Hitler? We'll complain to Yitzchak. No way we're going to him. Lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. Who should we go to? Should we go to Yaakov? When you told Yaakov, Anochi ered imcha Mitzrayim, Vanochi alcha gam alo, that was a remez to four more Goliaths, you understand? Each one of those words. I'll take you out, I'm going to take you out again, I'll take you out again, and Gamalo, right? So did Yaakov Avinu say, this is ridiculous, impossible, it's got to stop. So who exactly are we supposed to go to get a good eitza about how we're supposed to act? You go to someone who cares about you. You don't go to someone who doesn't care about you. It's a halakha like that, right? The whole idea of tochacha is because you believe the person, the way the Rambam brings the mitzvah of tochacha. That it's the person who cares about you, and he's telling you that you're being chote on yourself. And you have to feel that it's really his concern for you and not some kind of crazy religious thing that he's got. So we can have nobody to go to. No, you tell us. That's all. The only one that we want to hear from is you. You care about us. You know the truth. Yomar Hashem. So that's what they say. Shav Yomar Hashem. So the Yomar Hashem is what Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say. That's what it means. That's a brilliant remez. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. Holo tulitem atzmechem bi. Now that we're talking seriously and you realize the whole thing that you care about is just what I'm going to tell you, now I can say, im yuchatechem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu. Om Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Reb Yonatan. Now, as far as this rejection of going to Yitzchak is concerned, remember that there's this pasuk that says, look at this, because it sounds like this same story, but it's missing the part about Yitzchak. It says, ki ata avinu, ki Avraham lo yada'anu, lo yada'anu. Avraham doesn't care about it. Yisrael lo yakirenu. Yaakov avinu doesn't care about it. But who does? Ata avinu. So the Ata Avinu seems to be talking to Yitzchak. I thought we said we rejected Yitzchak. And then at the end of the pasuk, they changed their mind. and they say, Ata Hashem Avinu, Goaleinu Miolam Shemecha. Something strange is going on over here that must have to do with the drasha that you just said. So what happens is like this. Latid Lavo, Yomar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu and says to Avram, no, it's time for the Yom HaDin HaGadol. What do you have to say about the fact that you have these terrible children? Banecha Chatuli, what should I do? If my children were Geirim, such a disaster, wipe them out. The only tikkun could possibly be when you do din with Rishayim. So the Shem Hashem is Nis'ala. Let's be mitaken all of the ra that they did by wiping them out. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh my God, what is with this guy? I'll go to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu at least has got a heart. I mean, he went through hell raising his kids. He had so many problems in the family. Maybe he'll understand how to respond to me. So, Emel Le Yaakov, Avel Tzar Gidol Bonim, maybe he'll have enough sense to be Mavakish Rachami. So, comes to Yaakov Avinu. Amar Le Banecha Chatu. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam. Yimachu HaKadushat Shimcha. Wipe them out. Oy vey, says HaKadosh Baruch. The old men are half senile. The kids are too childish to understand how to respond. I can't speak to the old man, not Avram, not to Yaakov, the kid. I'll go to the guy in the middle. So he comes to Yitzchak Avinu. Banecha Chatuli. Amalef Anavri, Bonar Shalom. You've got to be kidding. What do you mean, Banecha? All of a sudden they're my kids? They're not your kids? I seem to recall that B'Sha'ash Yigdimel Fanecha Nasel Nishma. I mean, when you were on the high with them, you know, all of a sudden it's Bini, Bechori, Yisrael, just for foreseeing that they're going to be Mekabel the Torah and Har Sinai, you know, and everything's great. You're not giving anybody else credit over there. Now that things don't seem to be going so well, all of a sudden they're my kids. I love it. Banai, Malo Banecha. All right, let's even assume that that's true. Right, let's take the next word, Chot'uli. All right. Can you explain to me how they possibly could have done anything that in any way was a serious chait? I mean, this crummy life that you gave them, where they don't even have time to breathe, and now you're telling me that they were able to destroy everything. I don't know what to do. It's the Yom HaDin HaGadol. Can you explain to me exactly when they had time to do all of this awful stuff? I mean, Kama Chatula, let's analyze this a little bit. I mean, let's take a typical lifetime of a guy, 70 years. The first 20 years don't even count, right? Because, I mean, when you counted in the Midbar, you only counted from the age of 20 because anybody below 20 wasn't included in the punishment for the Midbar, right? So that means that you're not manish less than 20 years old. So even you understand that before the 20 years old, they're a bunch of idiots. So we're not talking about that. I mean, there couldn't be chayte before 20. So let's forget that. All right. So you're left with 50 years, all right? Now, let's analyze those 50 years. I mean, by the time you take a shower at night, time you take a shower in the morning, do all of your other things you got to do at night, that takes up half of your time. I mean, so 25 of those years is kaput. You don't even have time to do anything wrong, okay? So you're left with 25 years, okay? So you've got Dal, Esri V'chamesh, Deleiluto, take off the 25 years of sleeping and getting ready for bed, whatever. You're left with 25 years. Now, I mean, think about it. Out of those 25 years, if you take out all of the time that you got to sit there in shul, and you add that, of all things, to all of the time that you have to sit in the bathroom, but we've already seen why those two things are related. So put together the shul and the bathroom, that's going to take out half of the remaining time, right? So that's 12 and a half years. Okay, we've got 12 and a half horrific years of life in which a person can really mess up the whole world. I understand. Sounds really serious. I mean, you really think that's so awful? Pashu trace Tartis Reva Palga. You think you can handle it? Imata Sovelet Kulama? If you're ready to handle it yourself, I mean, I think that's a good idea. If you don't think you can handle it, I mean, I'm happy to split it with you. So I'll take half on me, you take half on you, and how about we just say goodbye to the whole thing and we smile and everything's great, right? So I'll take Palgalai Palgalech. Oh, I see, you're looking hesitant. Okay, you want me to take full responsibility. Vim Tim Saloma Kulo Alai. All right. Listen, I mean, I got a few credits over here. I mean, remember Akrivis Nafshi Kamach? I mean, I went ahead with this Akeda. You made such a big deal of it all the years. I mean, now it's time to collect time. So I think we will put the whole thing on me. What do you say? So finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts laughing. Well, we've got someone intelligent at last. He understands we're making a big deal about nothing. The whole thing obviously couldn't have worked without all of these chatayim. So everybody sees, oh my gosh, we got away with murder. So they start saying to Yitzchak, Ki ata avinu, you are the only one that we can count as our av. Hold on, guys, hold on. I mean, don't come. This is not me. I mean, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu set this whole thing up. Kilsul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go and be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Machvil Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinayu. Yitzchak Avinu is Megala to them, the real presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Midas Hadin. Miyad Nasu Einayim Lomorom V'omrim. And that's the end of the pasuk. Ki Ata Hashem Avinu Goalinu Miolam Shemecha. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, Ra'uy Aya Yaakov Avinu Lered L'Mitzrayim B'Shal Shala Ocho Barzel. Normally, when someone is about to be put into Golos, I mean, take a look at the terrible, terrible Golios of Klal Yisrael going out in chains. And I mean, that's the way that Yaakov Avinu, that was the beginning of it. That's the way Yaakov Avinu should have been brought down to Mitzrayim. Ela Shezichuto Gormala, the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu was Gorim. As it says in the Posek, Bechavle Adam Memshachem, that Dafka, I will draw them down using human love. So they ended up coming down in order to join up with Yosef HaTzadik and all of the preparations. Be'avotot Ahava, chains, yes, but they're chains of love, a lot nicer than metal chains around your hand and foot or chains of love around your heart. And although it may be the same chain, but it's a chain that you're ready to live with. And then I will be, when they come down to Mitzrayim, I will lift up the yoke gently, the way that a person does when he's hooking up his animals to the yoke. What does he do? Slams down their head and goes crash, bang. No. Lifts up the yoke carefully, puts it on, trains the animal. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Va'et elav ochil, and I will pour out to them the ability to absorb the pain that they're going to have to go through, to do the job that they're going to have to do, and that will come from me. So all of that was the hachana for Golos, quietly, calmly, over a period of so many decades, in which gradually they got used to the idea of what Mitzrayim would be. And at the end, there's the recognition that all of these things that we saw among the Ovais, all of it was L'shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu.